You are now listening to the iScript of Better Days 2 by Stephen Cameron. Pop Up and Go by Stephen Cameron series. Now that we know the characters a little better, Jason has bad luck with his computer, finds out a family secret, has a stroke of great luck, and he may even get a job. Our cast grows to include Kenny's father and others. Better Days, Episode 2. Pop Up and Go. Written by Stephen Cameron. Characters and story created by Stephen Cameron. Faden. Interior. Basement. Night. Jason and Barbara sit on the futon. Barbara with her feet on Jason's lap. Jason rubs them. Jason. You know Kenny will eat this up with jokes about how we love each other and all that. Barbara. I know, but who cares what he thinks? We just can't stay mad at each other. All of these years we've been friends. So, what are you going to do? About what? Work. Who knows? It's not as easy as just walking outside and someone gives you a job. It doesn't work that way in this competitive world. Ask Kenny. His father would probably give you a job if Kenny asked. Yeah, but I don't know if I actually want to work in a hardware store. I don't even know the difference between a hacksaw and a jigsaw.
I thought all men secretly loved tools. Guess we always learn new things.
Yeah.
So, I probably know more about tools than you?
Yeah.
That's sad. You think we should tell Kenny that we're not fighting anymore?
No, you'll find out eventually, so until then, screw it. Jason continues rubbing her feet. She relaxes. Interior, basement, night, dream sequence. Jason and Barbara stand in mid-floor. A slow love song plays, and they both slowly begin to undress. Jason,
I love you.
Barbara,
this isn't about love.
Jason, now only dressed in his shiny, happy face boxers. Barbara, in a black bra and skimpy panties. Jason drops his boxers to the floor and his lower half is pixelated. Barbara stares at it with her mouth open. It's cold in here, points to his crotch.
Look.
Jason looks down to see the problem.
Holy shit, what the fuck is going on here? Are we primetime cable actors? Is this a soap opera?
We can't be in a soap opera. We don't talk to ourselves to give the audience the story.
What if we do but don't know it?
Motherfucker.
Barbara, voiceover.
I don't know what it is, but those squares around his penis are hot.
What?
I didn't say anything.
Yes, you did. You said my penis is square.
Why would I say that?
I don't know, but it's not nice to make fun of my current situation.
Sorry?
Jason, still nude and pixelated, drops to his knees. He pumps his fists and cries out,
No! I want to be a real boy!
He continues pumping his fists. Interior, bedroom. Night. Jason sits up in his futon, sweating with a horrified look on his face.
Oh, thank God, it was only a dream.
Jason looks down the front of his pants and then sighs in relief. I have to stop watching Days of Our Lives. Every weekday at 1. Jason winks into the camera and lies back down. Interior, basement. Later that night. Everything is dark. A clock reads 1 o'clock a.m. The soft light of a computer screen softly lights the corner of the room. Jason sits in front of it. Close up, the computer screen. On the screen is a chat room. A bunch of names show up on screen in a conversation when a pop-up ad comes up in the center of the screen. Jason, off screen.
Shit!
He closes the pop-up, and then another comes up over to the left. He smacks the side of the computer and pulls it back in pain.
Stupid piece of shit.
Hundreds of pop-ups now fill the screen as Jason frantically tries to delete them but isn't quick enough. He pulls the plug and disappears in the darkness of the room. Fade out. Opening sequence. Fade in. Interior, kitchen, morning. Close-up. An earwig slowly makes its way across the floor. Jason pours himself a cup of Dr. Zip Cola, then places the bottle back in the refrigerator and closes the door. Jason stops and looks down at the earwig.
Hello, Mr. Earwig.
Jason picks up a Kleenex box and looks at it.
Mr. Earwig? Meet Mr. Kleenex Box.
Jason crushes the earwig with the side of the box and puts it back. Interior, basement, morning. Jason sits on his futon, grabs his phone, and dials.
Hey, Kenny, man, call me back. I'll be home until later, okay? Bye.
Jason turns on the radio. Radio DJ.
This is DJ Fresh Boots, and today we will have for you an exclusive interview with controversial new rapper Pimp Daddy Rain and a sample of his new song, Bitches on My Dick, y'all. Every other station has blackballed this man, but I will play it because, frankly, I don't care.
Jason laughs to himself. His father comes down and sits beside him. John.
They lost.
John shakes his head. Jason mutes the radio.
Who?
My team. They lost.
Why don't you watch real sports?
Jason pauses for a few moments to look at Jason. John.
I never told you this, but I have been betting on the games for 10 years now. I probably have $50,000 hidden away in banks so your mother couldn't screw us.
So I don't have to work?
No, but I'd like you to anyway so that you can have some money when I'm gone.
I have to be honest as well. I don't actually have a job. I got fired months ago.
And where have you been going every day?
Hanging out with Barbie and Kenny around town.
Don't you ever get tired of that deadbeat jailbird? I mean, he has probably had more sex in the few months in prison than I have ever with your mom.
Dad, too much information for me to take this early.
Why was he in prison anyway?
It's a long story.
Are you going out today?
Probably. How come?
I was going to watch the game down here and tape football upstairs.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just waiting for Kenny to call back. John gets up.
Well, have a good day, and let's see if we can't get a job today. Yeah?
I'll try. John leaves. Jason turns the radio back on. Radio DJ.
In a perfect world, the legal age of consent would be 15. If you think about it, they are already fucking preteen, and well, this way there wouldn't be so many rapists running around. You just can't tell anymore who's who, and I'm tired of getting a boner and hiding it because the girl may not be 18, God forbid.
Jason smiles. Interior, Ken's Tools, day. Inside the store are 5 separate aisles of different products. At the front of the store by the entrance exit is a teller booth with Ken Sr. behind it. In an aisle, Kenny holds an electric hand drill as if it were a gun. He begins making shooting noises. Kenny, deep voice.
Come with me if you want to live.
He continues making the firing noises as Ken Sr. joins him in the aisle. Ken Sr.
Stop doing that. You could scare away my customers and then I'd have to fire you.
I'm a grown man, Dad. I would stop it if I felt it was inappropriate, and frankly, I don't think it is.
You're using a power tool as a gun and pretending there's a girl to save. Men don't act like that, son.
Why didn't you just say that then?
I did.
No, you said stop doing that. You're scaring the customers away, or something like that, but still, it's patronizing.
Please don't start, or I'll fire you.
Jason enters the aisle. Ken Sr.
Oh, great. It's you.
Jason. Yeah.
So, why is the other stooge here today? Where is the other stooge, Baby Spice?
Barbie? She's at work. They stand there for a few moments in silence. Ken Sr.
Hey, I have an idea. Since you're always hanging out in here and bothering the customers, why don't you just collect a paycheck and help them without annoying me?
Jason. Are you offering me a job? Kenny.
Yeah. Are you offering him a job?
Ken Sr.
Yeah, why not? How about it, Jason?
Sure.
Okay, make yourself useful. Grab a tool and be James Bond like Connery over here.
Ken Sr. walks away, leaving Jason and Kenny alone. Kenny.
So, are you really here?
Jason. My computer screwed up. Just needed to waste time before meeting Barbie. Kenny laughs out loud.
You guys talking again already? I knew it. You're whipped.
Kenny makes the whipping noise and starts dancing around. Jason.
She's smart and knows stuff. Face it, we need her.
I'll give you that. But come on, man, show some sack.
She came running back to me.
You probably called her 10 minutes after I left last night, didn't you?
No.
Yeah, right. Anyway, help me put some of this crap away, and then you can go play with your girlfriend.
They begin putting away stock. Interior, basement, day. Barbara works at the computer. Jason comes down the stairs and sees her.
Barbara. Let me guess. You forgot?
Jason.
Yeah, sorry.
Don't worry about it.
Barbara gets up, flicks off the screen, and turns to Jason.
There, that should stop all of those pop-ups and keep your PC clean.
Cool, thanks.
Don't mention it.
They sit on the futon. Jason turns the television on to Days of Our Lives.
How's your day been going?
You know, I got a job. That's cool, I guess.
Kenny finally asked Senior for you?
No, Senior asked me himself. He was like, since you're always here, why not collect a paycheck? And I was all like, really? And he was like, yeah. And I was like,
okay, I get it. So, is he still calling us the Three Stooges?
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine being any of them. They're men, for one, and they're all ugly.
Yeah.
I think you're hot.
Yeah. Wait, what?
I knew it. You were not even listening.
Yes, I was. It's just that comment caught me off guard.
Yeah, right. You don't listen to me, but expect me to listen to your problems. Typical male.
Oh, blow me. It's not like you listen to me.
Really? How about the time you pulled me away from a customer at the barbershop saying, my penis is broken, and it was just a pimple? Or how about,
okay, you made your point.
No, my point is that you are incapable of listening and storing vital information like the rest of us.
I know that you're a girl.
I'm a woman, Jason. Girls wear belly tops and attract older men.
Whatever.
You know I'm right.
Yes, you are right.
I was watching this program about the wonders of monogamy and that celebrities must be really bad at this, don't you think?
I'm not that good at it myself. Too much thinking involved.
What?
All that buying and selling of property and little metal pieces and that always get lost? It's a bitch and I hate it.
What are you on about?
Monopoly. Why?
I said monogamy, dumbass.
Well, what the fuck is that?
It's the practice of having only one partner for a long time or life.
Isn't that just marriage?
Not really. You can cheat in marriage. Monogamy is like a lifestyle to always be faithful to one person.
I see. Jason places his hand on his chin, listening closely. Interior, Ken's tools. Day.
Ken Sr. walks out from the back area.
Ken Sr.
Jason? Kenny? Where are you guys?
Kenny walks in the front door.
Where were you?
Kenny. Ken Sr.
Where's the other stooge?
Kenny scratches his head.
Christ. First day on the job and he's already skipping work?
He had some important business to attend to.
You guys are testing my last nerve here. This is coming out of your pay. Keep Larry in check or I'll fire the two of you.
He'll be right back. He's probably right down the street. Kenny walks over to the door and looks out. Exterior, convenience store. Day. Jason walks out holding a chocolate milk carton. He opens it. Moo. Echoes out, scaring Jason enough to drop the carton to the ground, spilling his chocolate milk everywhere. Interior, convenience store. Day. The clerk mops the floor. Jason enters, carrying the half-empty carton. Clerk.
What do you want now?
Jason.
Stupid thing mooed and I dropped it.
Clerk.
What do you want me to do about it?
Jason.
Give me my money back and do it fast because I have to get back to work.
Clerk.
No refunds. You know this, Jason.
Jason.
You can't sell faulty milk.
Clerk.
It's not faulty. You just won something.
Jason.
I did?
Jason holds the carton up, looking at it.
Cool. How do I collect my prize?
Clerk.
There's probably a number to call on the carton.
Jason.
Cool. What can you win?
Clerk.
Things like a car or a lot of money and things of that nature. Now please get out of the store. Unlike you, I have to work for a living.
Jason leaves. The clerk goes back to work. Interior, house, kitchen, day. John sits at the table reading the paper. Jason bursts through the door with the carton in hand and heads over to the phone. John.
What the? You got my smokes?
Jason dials the numbers.
No. You're kidding, right?
Sorry, I forgot.
I ask for one simple thing. It's not that hard. I need one of those cash-for-life tickets anyway. I'll go myself.
John drops the paper onto the table and leaves. Jason, into the phone.
3 weeks? Why do I have to wait so long?
Okay, yeah, fine. Bye. Jason hangs up the phone and sits in a chair. He checks the clock on the wall.
Shit!
He jumps up and rushes out the door, leaving it open. A homeless man walks in. He looks around, expecting someone to be home. He waits for a few seconds and goes into the refrigerator. Interior, Ken's tools, day. Kenny and Jason sit across from each other in one of the aisles. Customers walk over their legs and shake their heads. Kenny.
What? I'm a good, hard-working member of society.
Male customer.
If it was a lazy-ass bitch society, maybe.
What did you just call me?
Kenny gets to his feet and in the man's face.
Say that again, punk. I'll slap the bitch out of you.
Jason.
Man, don't start.
Male customer.
Listen to your boyfriend. You can't win this battle.
Kenny.
The customer's always right.
Right?
Male customer.
If that's how you want to see it, then yes.
Jason holds Kenny back as the customer walks away down the aisle, taunting him. Kenny.
Fucking Sasquatch. Ugh, get off me. I'm fine.
Kenny pushes Jason off and goes back to work. Jason.